Joining us now is Flora Lichtman.
Hi, Ira.
A video pick of the week today. What have we got this week?
So this week we have a video that features a researcher, John DeBeery at Caltech, who kind of specializes in making invisible processes visible, especially under the sea. So he studies jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Ooh, don't get stung.
Yeah, right. It sounds simple, right? They kind of float along. But it turns out that their motion is sort of more complex than that. And he has figured this out using these kind of unbelievable sci-fi techniques.
And you contacted him and he gave us... Donated some of his film for us, right?
Right. Video. And I think the neatest one, he has sort of these two techniques, and one is spraying jellyfish with fluorescent dye.
Ooh.
And when you do that, you can see the movement of water behind the jellyfish. It's lit up. So you can sort of see that the movement of the jellyfish is more complicated than maybe... Well, mm-hmm. than I thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And if you want to see these videos, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com, where our video is up there on the left side, a video pick of the week. And in these videos, it was surprising what you saw, we always see this pulsating jellyfish, right?
Right. And they push off. What the kind of neat thing is that they, when they're moving, they're making these donut structures behind them, these sort of swirling vortexes.
Right.
And then they push off of those donuts and they sort of get more push.
Oh.
So they create this environment around them that they can propel themselves off of.
And you can only see that by putting the dye in the water.
The dye. And there's also a laser. I mean, I feel like there's...
You got to see
it. You have to see it to believe it, really.
And you can see that. It's great because you can see how far behind, right? How far they push back with the water.
Right. So their recent study was about how this motion of aquatic animals actually affects the marine environment. And what they found out was that that animals play a sort of significant role in mixing up the ocean water. And that's important for carrying nutrients from the bottom to the top and distributing heat. So, you know, it's not just donuts behind a jellyfish.
And it's not, but it's also solving a mystery of how motility, is that the right word, happens in water. Maybe other fish swim different ways. If he puts dye on the other fish, might we see something else?
I think he's working on squid, so we should stay tuned and see if we can check back in.
Squid.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, it's just not food for other fish.
Apparently not.
All right, that's great. It's Flora's Science Friday pick of the week. You go to sciencefriday.com on our website. A little video there of the what do we call the fluorescent jelly? What's our name for this one?
This one, I think, is using fluorescent dye and lasers to illuminate ocean processes.
Turn the lights off when you watch this one.
It's
nice and spooky. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Taliata, senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer. Our intern is Eric Ortlip. Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Flora's Sci-Fry Pick of the Week video is up there. Also, back other videos are up there, and we'd like your videos. Just like the scientist, if you've got some interesting videos, send them to us, and we'll see what we can do. Also, we're podcasting and blogging and doing all kinds of stuff. And anything we can think of, we'll be up there trying to do it. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.
Somewhere there's music.